This March, voters will get to decide on Proposition 1, which would allocate $6.4 billion to treatment beds and housing units specifically for people with mental illnesses and addictions. Governor Gavin Newsom believes that passing this proposition will make a real difference on the streets, as it will, quote, prioritize getting people off the streets, out of tents, and into treatment, end quote. Prop 1 is also endorsed by first responders, veterans, and mental health professionals and organizations, including the National Alliance on Mental Illness California. However, some experts wonder if Proposition 1 will be an effective solution. The proposition will not help everyone, as it's not even designed to. According to the Legislative Analyst's Office, the money will fund 6,800 beds in mental illness and addiction treatment facilities and create 4,350 homes for people in need of mental health and addiction services, with 2,350 of which are reserved for veterans. Despite the number of beds totaling over 10,000, the estimated homeless population is over 180,000. Bob Erlens Bush, executive director of Sacramento Regional Coalition to End Homelessness, said the proposition, quote, will be great for those individuals, but leaves almost 98% outside or in shelters. Prop 1 aims to help homeless people who are the most visible and most challenging to help, which includes those going through psychosis or addiction. However, the majority of the homeless population does not fit that description. Dr. Margaret Cushel, director of UCSF Binoff Homelessness and Housing Initiative, stated, quote, the public perceives it as everyone, and it's definitely not everyone, but there are a fair number of people who have these disabling conditions, end quote. Susan Ellenberg, president of the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors, does not see the anticipated change from Prop 1 meeting people's expectations, especially with the large amount of money that would be spent. To fund the new housing, the county would have to redirect money from mental health programs that keep people off the street, such as homelessness prevention and early mental health interventions. Ellenberg worries that this could unintentionally worsen the homelessness crisis. Additionally, Los Angeles County's Department of Mental Health has similar concerns. This past year, the department spent 32% of its funding from the Mental Health Services Act on outpatient services, such as psychiatric care, counseling, and medication. If Prop 1 passes, half of the funding will be redirected to housing. Department Director Lisa Wong is concerned that the cut in funding will make it difficult for people to remain in housing or even get them to a healthy enough state to be housed. Even though the proposition won't help everyone, using resources to help the people who need it the most is humane and necessary. Senator Susan Talamantes Eggman from Stockman, whose mental health bill got absorbed into Prop 1, explained, quote, we can't just see people as a problem. You have to see people and ask, how do we do our best to help those who need it the most, end quote. Dr. Margaret Cushel, who specialized in the intersection of homelessness and health, agreed with Talamantes Eggman. She believes that Prop 1 can provide the right treatment and housing that many people need to thrive. Deacon Jim Vargas, who runs the homeless shelter Father Joe's Villages in San Diego, also has faith that Proposition 1 will make a difference on the streets. He hopes to use the funding for detox beds, as there are only 77 detox beds in the entire county. For KCSB News, I'm Abby Guerrero.